Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Here's this evening's headlines. A Midlands Northwest MEP says people are enduring hardship and isolation due to a lack of electricity and water following Storm Éowyn. Donegal County Council says the civil defence is ready to support anybody in need of support to get to hospital or refrigerate crucial medicines. A minute's silence was observed at County House in Lifford this afternoon in memory of Casper Dedeck, who died after a tree fell on his car during Storm Éowyn on the main Letterkenny to Lifford Road. And a meeting of the Dáil Reform Group has concluded without agreement on speaking times. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Chris Ashmore will have all the latest in sport at 5:15. A Midlands Northwest MEP says people are enduring hardship and isolation due to a lack of electricity and water following Storm Éowyn. Kieran Mullooly is criticising the government's response to the storm and says help from the European Commission should have all been requested earlier. Efforts to source industrial generators are underway after the government's requested emergency help from the EU on Saturday. Kieran Mullooly, though, says an all-island approach must be taken to ensure a quicker response to future storms.
Hadja Labib, the commissioner, told me that her office was in touch with the Irish government on Wednesday, the day before the storm, to offer this sort of assistance. Yet nothing happened until Saturday afternoon or Saturday evening at 5:30. This is a significant failure by our government. We need every all hands on deck to support the good work that ESB and Irish Water are doing. When you have 1 million people out of power on an island on one day, we need reserve support, we need new equipment, we need those generators, we need support for the water companies, and we have to have a stock of them on the island, ready to go, with people trained, or at least we have to have a mechanism in place where they can be brought on the ground very quickly.
Well, a Donegal TD says there needs to be more coordination between the government and Donegal County Council, with the expectation that there will be more red storm warnings in the future. 100% Redress Deputy Charles Ward says the council offered emergency accommodation to some on Thursday night, but it was done last minute, and only after he and others had spent several hours telephoning hotels themselves. He says he requested a meeting with the Taoiseach, which has been denied, but pledged to keep pushing the government and the council for a long-term response.
I've actually requested a meeting with the Taoiseach, and today I found out, just as we were going on air, that I've been denied. But I will be keeping on top of him, and I will be. There's nowhere for him to hide. He'll be looking at me every day. He's in the Dáil. Donegal County Council and the Civil Defence Forces have to realise now that every single time that there is a red warning, and that's more than likely going to be a power outages, that we have to have centres open in the east, the west, the north and the south to accommodate people. And I mean multiples of people. I mean thousands of people. And this is the only way we can get out of this, because I jumped in my car yesterday and drove for 2 hours around. I had people with me counting how many poles were interfering with trees. We were into thousands, thousands upon thousands. So every time there's going to be a red storm warning, it's a no-brainer. People have to be taken out of their homes if they're in a vulnerable position and put in the accommodation that can help them. Instead of you or I or people that are working for me phoning around trying to get as much done as we can humanly possible, this is upon the government. We need Donegal County Council and the Civil Defence Forces to come together and form some kind of plan.
That sentiment was echoed at today's meeting of Donegal County Council. While the action taken by the council to offer emergency accommodation to defective block homeowners were welcomed, the consensus was that not enough notice was given, with many families fleeing the county earlier in the day to seek refuge. A meeting is being sought with the Minister for Local Government, James Brown, to put a long-term plan in place which can be activated in the event of red weather warnings. Councillor Martin McDermott says preparation is key to ensure vulnerable people are not left wanting during adverse weather conditions, and has praised the council for its actions on Thursday evening. However, he says it can't be left until the last minute next time round.
That was a very good initiative by the council to do that. But I think a bigger plan needs to be in place going forward, because we can't be just running doing this at the last minute every time there's a storm. We need a plan in place that allows that type of scenario to be done by the council whenever a red warning is given. There also needs to be a plan in place now, immediately, for families that's going to be out of power, out of water for the next probably up to a week. Elderly people living at home that doesn't have heat, doesn't have water, there needs to be a community plan put in place, something similar to what we done during COVID. And if that can be done urgently, I know the Chief Executive is working with the department nationally on that to try and get something sorted out today that would allow community centres or community areas to open up, and that will be facilitated through the Donegal County Council to allow people to come in for heat, for water, for whatever, for a shower, whatever they may need.
Well, Donegal County Council has confirmed it's opened a support helpline following Stormy Owen. The Community Response Support Helpline is available on 1800 832 015 and that's available from 9am to 4:30 every day this week. The public can also reach the dedicated support email humanitarianassistance@donegalcoco.ie. Donegal Public Service Centres, which are located in Letterkenny, Milford, Donegal Town, Carndonagh and Dunloe, along with Library Services and Donegal County Museum, which is located in Letterkenny, is open to anyone in need of Wi-Fi or charging facilities. Those will be open during their opening hours. And Donegal County Council also says the Civil Defence is ready to support anyone in need of support to get to hospital or to refrigerate crucial medicines. On today's 9 till noon show, Director of Services Gary Martin said the community support has been superb across the county in situations where people are isolated.
I just want to acknowledge and thank the farming community and the locals who actually, you know, in many instances activated themselves over the weekend. And I'm aware, even in my own area, I'd say Donegal Town, a number of farmers who would have actually went and done some work locally there as well. And that's very much appreciated. And I want to acknowledge and thank those people on behalf of the council as well. Final word of warning, there is still an awful lot of branches and trees, you know, caught up and hung up and the branches above people's heads. There's overhanging trees and bushes that, you know, over the next period of time still present a danger. So we'd just ask people again just to exercise caution for the next while until all of this matter settles down in relation to that. The other point as well, I'd just like to make, our civil defence crews have been available and have responded to a number of requests for support, including, you know, the provision of medicine and the transport of patients, etc., over the last number of days. And that will continue until all calls have been responded to. So again, they can be contacted through our number 9153 900 for any particular requests that are actually that are actually there.
Well, in the wake of the storm, a warning has been issued to ESB customers. There's a warning that scammers have been contacting electricity customers in an effort to access their banking and account information. Siobhan Nguyen from the ESB is asking people to be vigilant about any text messages or calls claiming to be from the company.
We were aware that there have been some scam messages, potentially a warning of dangerous incidents. We would just say to people like that they are scam messages and then not to engage with them. Our emergency number is the number to contact if you have concerns, 1-800-372-999.
A minute of silence was observed at County Howth in Lifford in memory of Casper Dudek, who died after a tree fell on his car during the storm on the main Letterkenny to Lifford Road. The 20-year-old, a native of Poland who grew up in Lifford, was travelling home from work in the early hours of Friday morning when the tragedy struck at Fettiglass Tullyrap. Councillors today expressed their sympathies to the family of Mr. Dudek and investigations are continuing. A meeting of the Dáil Reform Group has concluded without an agreement on speaking times. The meeting heard from the regional independent TD Michael Lowry, who says he just wants to secure speaking time for his group. The government chief whip told TDs they'll be given a proposal at another meeting on Thursday. The disagreement saw the Dáil suspended three times last week and delayed the election of Micheál Martin as Taoiseach. Inland Fishery Ireland has confirmed that its officers investigated an incident near the Crana River in Buncrana on Wednesday evening. A breach occurred at a storage pond on a nearby construction site, releasing water containing sediment into the river. Water samples were collected at the site and downstream on both Wednesday and Thursday. The samples are currently being analysed to assess the environmental impact. IFI reported that no fish kill has occurred in the Crana River as a result. However, they will continue to monitor the situation at the Donegal site. Gardaí have launched an investigation after nine men were found in a shipping container at Ross Lair Europort. They were discovered at around 10:30 this morning and have since been assessed by medical personnel. Eight of the men are deemed to be in good health, while a further one is being assessed for non-life-threatening injuries at a hospital in the southeast of the country. Anyone with information has been asked to contact Gardaí. Donegal County Council is examining the feasibility of reinstating the twinning arrangement between Letterkenny and Elizabethtown in Pennsylvania. A request to do so has been received from the local council in Elizabethtown. An online meeting is to take place between the two councils, with officials saying Donegal County Council must be satisfied that the re-establishing of the twinning arrangement will be beneficial. Councillor Jerry McMonagle moved the motion, and he says it makes sense.
We met with Elizabethtown representatives last year. They were over visiting the Cathedral Quarter, who they've got up a good relationship with. And we agreed that the way forward was to reignite the former relationship we had with them in the twinning. We're going to go forward now, and we'll set up a Zoom meeting with the representatives, elected members in Elizabethtown, and see if there's anything new we need to add to our existing arrangement, or is there some things we need to delete.
Has there been an assessment of the success of the previous arrangement? It did fall by the wayside to a certain extent. Has its efficacy up to now been assessed?
Yeah, look, it was a very good assessment of it, because both Letterkenny Town and Elizabethtown learnt an awful lot of how we do things. In Elizabethtown, they adopted a lot of the things that our Tidy Towns was doing here in Letterkenny, and recently the hanging baskets and the flower arrangements and all of that there. Also, the shop fronts that we had in Letterkenny, they're very much enamoured by them. And if you go to Elizabethtown, you'll see the same sort of type of the old style shop fronts in their town. So, as we all know, there's a strong Donegal connection there. There's a lot of the local names that we have here, Convoy, Rafoe, Derry even, you'll see them in and around Elizabethtown. So, look, it was working very fruitful. There was a good twinning arrangement with the LYIT as it was then, and maybe that's something now that it's an ATU and a full-time university that we could re-engage the ATU in that as well.
The time's just gone 12 minutes past 5 here on Highland Radio. We're going to go to a short break, and Chris Ashmore will be back with all the latest in sport. It's 5:15 here on Highland Radio. Chris Ashmore's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. And we start with soccer. And Finn Harps have announced the signing of striker Dara McGuinness from Stoke City. Dubliner McGuinness spent time with St. Patrick's Athletics Academy before making the switch to Shamrock Rovers in 2020, where he lined out for their under-17s, under-19s and B team. He then signed for Stoke City in July 2022, competing in the Premier League 2 and spending some time on loan with Leek Town FC. He's an underage Irish international and will wear the number 9 jersey for Harps this season. Harps boss Darren Murphy says the new arrival will give the club added quality up front. Meanwhile, Derry City have confirmed that they will play Ballymena United in a friendly at the Ryan McBride Brandywell Stadium this Friday at 7:45. And there's been a big boost for League of Ireland soccer today. Virgin Media Television has secured exclusive rights for the SSE Airtricity Men's Premier Division. Every series of games in the competition will be covered from this year for the first time, and that means the Irish broadcaster will show 36 matches during each season with a live fixture each week. Well, across channel, Everton boss David Moyes says he's keen to see more of Jake O'Brien playing in his starting 11. The Republic of Ireland defender spent most of the season on the bench under former manager Sean Dyche. That's despite the fact that the Toffees paid a fee of $20 million to Lyon for him. O'Brien is a centre-back by trade, but Moyes has been happy to see him play well in back-to-back starts since he took over the team.
We have got two really good centre-backs, so to get him in, we've tried to use him a little bit as a full-back, a little bit of a hybrid at times, sometimes playing a bit further in, and try and get him some game time. And He's improving. He's got a long way to go. He's got a lot of things to do. But I've been really pleased. The two performances, he's come into the team and we've won two games. So, great.
Well, there's a big game in the English Championship tonight. The leaders Leeds United face third place Burnley at Turf Moor. Kick-off at 8 o'clock. And in Scotland, Jotter has re-signed for Celtic, subject to international clearance. The Portuguese winger, who joins from Rennes on a 5.5-year contract, won the Scottish Premiership title twice during his first spell with the club. Meanwhile,
Japan striker Kyogo goes in the opposite direction, having signed a 2.5-year deal at the French team. And Spain's national team boss, Luis de Fuente, has signed a contract extension that will see him stay on until after Euro 2028. In motorsport, the Galway Motor Club has announced the postponement of the Carrib Oil 2025 Galway International Rally, which was due to take place next weekend. The decision was taken having consulted with Motorsport Ireland in light of significant infrastructural damage caused by the storm in recent days. And in Scotland, in rugby, head coach Gregor Townsend has called up 5 players after losing 4 of his Six Nations squad to injury. Ewan Ferry, Cameron Henderson, Ewan Johnson, Ollie Smith and Alexandra Masibaka have all received call-ups. Murrayfield will host the opening match for the Scots against Italy on Saturday. And in Gaelic games, St Patrick's College Mahara will be the opposition for Abbey Vocational School in this year's McCrory Cup final after the Derry side overcame St Patrick's of Armagh by 5 points to a goal in a low-scoring semi-final. Abbey is the first Donegal school into the final since 1961. Meanwhile, the Casement Shield final between St Columb's of Derry and St Patrick's of Dungiven was due to get underway at 5 o'clock this afternoon on the 4G pitch at Owen Beg, and that'll be followed at 7:30 this evening by the McLarnon Cup semi-final between Dean McGurk College of Carrickmore and St Pius X of Mahara Felt. Finally, it's Monday, so don't forget to tune in to the DL debate, which will be on after the 7 o'clock news, as Brendan Devenny reflects on what was a big weekend of GAA action. And that, Donna Marie, is your Monday evening sport.
Thanks, Chris. Donegal County Council says if car parking facilities are to be developed at the entrance of Bridle Path at Glenbay National Park, there will need to be close cooperation with the National Parks and Wildlife Service because the site is within a special area of conservation. The issue was raised by Councillor Donal Mandy Kelly, who urged officials to ensure that all avenues are explored to secure adequate funding to construct a car parking facility that serves the Bridle Path. He accepts concerns about the area's environmental status and says there's a road safety issue that cannot be ignored.
We're aware of this as a special area of conservation, and the Bridle Path in Glenbay, it's a spectacular scenic walk from Glendone right down into Glenbay Castle, and I'm requesting the council that they seek funding to implement and construct a new car park there for cars and tourists that come from all over to walk this scenic area, that they have somewhere safe and adequate to pull in and park, because we have seen there down through the years, this is a narrow road that leads out there to La Barra. We've seen instances where cars is parked alongside the road and the road has been blocked, and the residents of that area have been left with no other option only to loop around by Doherty back into Fintown and down the R250 into Letterkenny. I'm asking that the council seek every avenue to try and secure funding to construct a car park going forward.
Important to speak to National Parks and the Wildlife Service, speak to management at Glenveagh, get this conversation going so everyone's singing from the same hymn sheet.
Yeah, without a doubt, Donald, it's very important now. And the council has stated that they need to engage with the OPW and with Falch Ireland and also with the National Parks and Wildlife Service. So listen, what I've asked here today is that we facilitate a meeting with all the relevant bodies and we start this conversation and we get the ball rolling to see if it's feasible to put a car park in place there for everybody using the Bridle Path. So I welcome the fact now that the council is going to go and try to seek all the relevant bodies and get them all around the table and, I suppose, evidently clash heads, try and get a plan put together, try to secure funding and get a car park constructed in the very near future.
The Irish Heart Foundation is calling for stronger regulations of vapes. A report by the Journal Investigates found a disposable vape with 9 times the allowed amount of e-liquid was seen on sale in a shop in Dublin. E-cigarettes that were out of date or didn't have the necessary safety warnings were also purchased by the undercover reporters. Mark Murphy, senior policy manager with the Irish Heart Foundation, says stronger regulations are needed to make vapes less appealing to young people.
We welcome labelling and warnings, but there definitely just needs to be more regulation on vapes as a whole. The number one thing that needs to really be taken, and the government has committed to this, is banning disposable vapes, because we know that's the number one product that are being used by young people. But also flavours need to be banned, bar tobacco flavour. There needs to be plain packaging introduced for vapes.
Looking now to the weather forecast, a mix of bright spells and scattered showers this evening, some possibly heavy. Light to moderate easterly winds will turn light and variable for a time and then become moderate northwesterly later on. Showery outbreaks of rain will continue tonight, mixed with some clear and dry spells. Some mister fog patches may develop for a time too. Moderate northwest winds increase fresh and gusty overnight. That's with lows of 1 to 5 degrees. To conclude, here is this evening's headlines. A Midlands Northwest MEP says people are enduring hardship and isolation due to a lack of electricity and water following Storm Éowyn. Ciarán Mullooly is criticising the government's response to the storm and says help from the European Commission should have been requested earlier. Donegal County Council has confirmed it's opened a support helpline following the storm. The community support helpline is available on 1800 832 015 from 9am to 4:30pm this week. The public can also reach the council on the dedicated support email humanitarianassistance@donegalcoco.ie. A minute of silence was observed at County House in Lifford in memory of Casper Dedeck, who died after a tree fell on his car during Storm Éowyn on the main Letterkenny to Lifford Road. The 20-year-old, a native of Poland who grew up in Lifford, was travelling home from work in the early hours of Friday morning when the tragedy struck at Fetty Glass Tullyrap. Councillors today expressed their sympathies to the Dedeck family. And finally, a meeting of the Dáil Reform Group has concluded without agreement on speaking times. The meeting heard from regional independent TD Michael Lowry, who says he just wants to secure speaking time for his group. The government chief whip told TDs they'll be given a proposal at another meeting this Thursday. That's all for now from Highland Radio News. We'll be back again with headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices this Monday evening, January 27th. The death has taken place of Casper Dedeck, 18 Beechwood Park, Lifford, and formerly of Brody, Poland, reposing at his home tomorrow from 4 o'clock. Funeral leaving his home on Thursday at 9:45am for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlough, Lifford at 10:30. Cremation afterwards in Lakelands Crematorium. Family time please from 10pm to 12 noon. No flowers please. Requiem Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. The death has taken place at his home of Robert Henry Byers, known as Roy, Town Parks Rafoe. His remains will repose at Terence McClintock's funeral home, Ballyboe Convoy, from 2pm until 9pm tomorrow. Funeral leaving from there on Wednesday at 1 o'clock for 2pm service of thanksgiving in Rafoe Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to Rafoe Presbyterian Church, care of any family member, or Terence McClintock. Clintock Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Kathleen Coyle Dremenan St Johnston. Kathleen's remains will repose at her late residence in St Johnston's until 9 o'clock today and from 2pm until 9pm tomorrow. Funeral leaving her late residence on Wednesday morning at 20 to 11, going to St Bethan's Church St Johnston for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass with private cremation to take place in Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan. Family time please on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only please. Donations in lieu if desired to St Joseph's Community Hospital, Stranorder, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has occurred of Josephine Doherty, Need Doherty, Drumbo Cottages, Stranorler, reposing at her late residence tomorrow from 11am until 10pm. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler at 11am, followed by interment in Drumbo Cemetery. The Requiem Mass will be streamed on churchservices.tv. Family time please on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of John Coyle Cheer Lochan Carrigart. His remains are reposing at the Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountain Top, this evening from 6 o'clock until 9 o'clock. Cremation tomorrow evening at 5pm in Lakelands Crematorium, Cavan. The death has occurred of Anthony Sharkey, Brage, Kincashla. Anthony's remains will repose at McGlynn's funeral home today until rosary at 7 o'clock and again tomorrow from 4 o'clock until removal at 5:30, going to Star of the Sea Church, Annagree, where he'll repose overnight. Funeral mass on Wednesday morning at 11 o'clock with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Sarah McGettigan, Ní Boyle, Bomney, Letterkenny, formerly of Creasla, reposing at her home until 10 o'clock this evening. Requiem Mass tomorrow at 12 noon in St Mary's Star of the Sea Church, Glenfar. Burial afterwards in Glenfar Cemetery. Mass can be viewed on Patrick Sweeney Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Oncology Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Patsy Duffy, 16, Ard McCool Stranorler. Remains reposing at McCool's Chapel of Rest Ballet Buffet this evening from 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. Funeral leaving there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stranorler at 11 o'clock, interment in Drumbo Cemetery. The Requiem Mass can be streamed live via the parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if so desired, to St Joseph's Community Hospital, Stranorler, care of any family member. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place of Vincent McDade Farnera Melton, reposing at his home today until 10 o'clock tonight. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. in St Mary's Church, Melton. Burial afterwards in Killedonald Cemetery. Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time, please, before the funeral tomorrow. The death has taken place of Helen McCarthy, née Kelly, Belfast, formerly of Anna Clonmany, County Donegal. Helen's cremation will take place in Belfast at a later date and will be private to family members only. The death has taken place of Dr. Michael O'Dowd, Chirhomin Milford, County Donegal, and South Africa, late of Bandon and College Road, Cork. Reposing in Fannigan's Funeral Home, Dundrum, Dublin, this evening from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. Removal tomorrow afternoon to Dardis Town Crematorium, Dublin, for a service at 2:30. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com. We'll be right back.